But Andy Petrillo will join us here in a moment. And Andy will be able to update us on how we're supposed to be feeling as Canadians about the Olympic Games, because it can be very difficult to track everything.
Yes.
Right, Jonas?
Oh, I mean, man, I'm way behind.
I'm always behind. We PVR, like, my wife is so into it. And I find it specifically with Penny Oleksiak. Like, Penny was the story of the games in 16, and for me, it's completely carried over. Whenever she's in the pool, I'm like, I got to see Penny. And you know, she's doing pretty well. The Canadian women are doing very well across the board. And Andy, of course, is all over it. The star, the face, the voice of the Olympic Games in this country. As far as I'm concerned, here's Andy Petrillo. How you doing, Andy?
Well, the face feels like it's melting, and the voice feels like it's fading halfway through the game. But I'm good. How are you guys?
We're doing very well. And I think, you know, the excitement is there, as it always is. Every 2 years, the winter games, the summer games, whatever it happens to be, Canadians jump on board, and I get the impression like that's happening throughout the country. But I find once we get, you know, about a week into the games, we have to take a step back, and we ask someone like yourself, how should we be feeling? Because you know this better than anyone else. How should we be feeling about the Canadian performances so far?
Fantastic. I know it's always so easy, and I get it because this is what sport is all about, and even at the Olympic level, is you always want to look at the medal count and you want to compare it to other countries. And sure, I get that, right? But if you look at Canada and just compare it to its own performances throughout the year, we've already seen history being made at these games. Like, as far as the amount of medals even accumulated within the first 4 days of competition, they surpassed that from, you know, the record, I think, was like seven, you know, from 1984. And they were already able to pick up more medals than that in the first 4 days here at these games, setting all kinds of national records. Penny Oleksiak, I heard you mentioning her, becoming the, you know, most decorated summer Olympian for Canada, tied with Cindy Clawson and Clara Hughes for the most decorated Canadian Olympians overall. You know, the women's eight in rowing getting gold for the first time since 1992. You know, it's you know, already three gold medals. So it's pretty special, you know, what Canada is already doing at these games. So, you know, we all know the other story, right? I mean, 60% of the team is made up of women, and they're not disappointing, as they now all contributed to, you know, 11 of the medals that Canada has. So as far as comparing Canada to itself, it has been, and it's so far, it's been a great game for them.
Yeah, I think we look at what happened this morning as well with the women's soccer team. They win in penalties, which was just an incredible match. And now they're through to the semis, so they're going to play for a medal at a minimum. So that positive wave continues. But in the pool, you know, Penny Oleksiak, as I was saying just prior to having you on, Andy, like, it can be difficult to become a household name in the Olympic Games. Like, it can be difficult for it to carry over to the point where you're a superstar. And she's still so young. You know, I forget about that. But she comes, every time she comes out of the pool, she's sitting there waiting for an interview. I think she's handling the pressure very well. I'm sure she'd like to medal even more than she already has. But I love the attitude, and I look at the team that she's a part of. Summer McIntosh, 14 years old. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. It's just incredible stories, specifically out of the pool for me. And how do you think Penny Oleksiak is handling being the superstar, where 5 years ago no one really knew who she was, and out of nowhere, boom, she is the face of the games?
Yeah, she blows me out of the water, no pun intended, but, like, you know, I even had a chance to speak to her today. And she still has this very sweet, sing-songy tone to her voice when she answers your questions, but don't be fooled by her whatsoever. I mean, we all obviously know she's a fierce competitor. You know, you don't get those medals. You don't perform the way she does on the world stage by not being a fierce competitor. But she has just grown so much. I mean, yeah, she's still young, to your point. She's only 21. But by no means is she that 16-year-old. There's this air of confidence. There's this air of understanding. Like, today, you know, because she tweeted about it, and I asked her, right, like, in the 100-meter free where she, you know, won the gold medal in Rio. She ended up finishing fourth, but she set a national record, and then she put out that tweet where she's like, you know, stop tweeting me and saying you're sorry that I finished fourth. Like, I set a national record. I'm swimming faster than I have before. And by the way, I'm the fourth fastest in the world. And that quote caught me because 2018, the Pyeongchang Olympics, I was working with Alex Depati, Olympic diver for Canada. He's been retired for a couple of years, but he did exceptional things on the world stage. He's an Olympic silver medalist, but one time he finished fourth. And I remember having this conversation with him and saying, you know, the media, obviously the fans, we always have this narrative around fourth place, right? Like, oh man, does it ever sting? You just missed the podium, just off the podium. Oh, that medal just eluded you. And I said, you know, that's kind of how we describe a fourth place finish. And how do you describe it? And he's like, well, yes, in the beginning, when you are kind of, you know, young and you don't really know how to put things into perspective, he goes, that can be soul crushing. And while the goal is to always win a medal, not just a medal, the goal is always to win. And then, yes, of course, it is to get a medal. He goes, the older you get, the maturity starts to set in and you start to have perspective and you start to realize out of the billions of people on this planet that you are the fourth best in the world. So when she said that, that reminded me of what he had told me a few years ago. And I went, that right there shows the maturity, the fact that at 21 years old, she has that type of perspective and it's needed. And I get it because it's so easy for people to turn around and say, well, why even bother being an athlete? If, you know, you're happy not winning. That's not what we're saying. They always want to win. They always want to get a medal. But if they don't keep things in perspective, then guess what, guys? We're probably going to be having conversations about mental health way more than we already are, right? Because that's how they look at things to, A, keep themselves sane, but B, to truly understand what their performance means in the grand scale of the world. And the fact that she's talking like that at 21, I mean, it just shows her progression and evolution as a human being, also more than anything as an athlete.
Andy, as someone who is like knee deep in like Michael Bunting fever and Peter Mrazek, I'm ready to jump into the Olympics. What should I pay attention to now?
Okay.
I know women's basketball is this weekend. I'm going to watch that for sure.
Yeah. I mean, did you watch the 3x3, by the way? I don't know if you managed to watch that at all because that made its Olympic debut. To me, it's still so bizarre because it's like it's older dudes, right? And like, and even, I mean, the women though are still WNBA women, but I find like the guys are kind of older.
Yeah,
it would be like you guys hitting the court, and I'm like, right, so weird. But anyways, that was interesting. I don't know if you guys caught any of that.
Oh, I saw it. I was like taken aback by it. I'm like, what is going on here? This is like street ball. It's like the YMCA all of a sudden is in Tokyo and you can walk away with a medal somehow. So I like it though. I found it pretty entertaining.
It is. It is very entertaining, I have to say. So that was actually kind of cool to watch. You know, I'm not going to lie, but the first week it's swimming. Right, they take center stage, and there's a reason why they separate. Like when swimming is coming to an end, that's when the men and women of athletics show up. Right, and now we're gonna find out who the, like, tomorrow is the 100 meter final, by the way, for the women. Right, so we're gonna crown the fastest woman in the world tomorrow. Like this is exhilarating, and then Andre DeGrasse is gonna take to the track in his heat, and he's obviously gonna try to qualify for the 100 meter final. So I feel like that's pretty obvious, you know, for me to say that, but track and field, baby. I mean, that's what's going to be the piece de resistance to kind of finish off the Olympics here. So I would definitely say turn your attention to that. But something else, like this is one thing about, so there's two things about the Olympics. Like if I were to give you just random random things for me that I always learn at the Olympics, the Parade of Nations opening ceremony always blow me away because I'm like, that's a country? It's a complete geography lesson, which is what I love about the opening ceremony. But the other thing is you always end up getting glued to a sport that you just never thought you'd ever get glued to. And today we brought the men's singles table tennis gold medal match. I'm like, this is insane. I couldn't take my eyes away from it. It's like once in a while when you tune into darts on TV, mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm watching this and there's a gold medal on the line. So that's just like, it's the most random things. But there's always that one sport that will just randomly be like, I can't stop watching it. And then judo, Canada picked up 2 bronze in judo, first time right. Women have a medal. I couldn't stop watching it. I had no idea how the scoring system works. I mean, I'll fully admit that. I don't know really how, I know what an Ippon is, and I know certain Wazari takedowns and all that kind of stuff, but it's still a judged sport. But anyways, I was barbaric. I'm like, finish her, right? And I just start yelling at the TV. I'm
sweep
like,
the leg.
What happened to me? I'm just like, what happened? So it's these sports I don't typically watch that I can't take my eyes off of. Love it.
Yep. No, you're not alone. I think the whole country is swept up in the euphoria of the Olympic Games. It happens every couple of years, and we're right in the middle of it, and it's going to continue to be a great ride, and hopefully Canada continues to perform the way that they have been, as you just said, Andy. So best of luck. I know you've been busy. Thank you for squeezing us in, and we'll do it again down the road.
Yeah, bedtime now, boys. 5:30. Yep.
Go shut it down. Shut it down, Andy. We'll see you in the morning.
See ya.
There's Andy Petrillo, who's doing obviously amazing work with the Olympics on CBC and one of our own here at TSN.